Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up, nigga. On a scaffold doing 10 sets of 10.
Get my weight up. What up, folks? It's your man Beach Bum Gun. Live on the off ramp with this beautiful, beautiful May 3rd, 2013 at 11 p.m. Eastern. What's happening, folks? Hope y'all are enjoying your Friday. Probably out partying, getting a little sip on. Wish I could sip with you. Got about two more months before I can taste that oh-so-lovely good alcoholic beverage. But just because I quit drinking doesn't mean you should. But if you're drinking irresponsibly, quit that. Get yourself a taxi. Get you a designated driver. Because they're arresting people heavy up here when they're drinking and driving. And you will get raped in jail. It's just what I hear. Never experienced it. So, just to give you a heads up again, this is your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp. Beautiful Friday evening. If you feel free, if you want to call in, get something off your chest, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. I want to get a lot of love to our sponsors. Our man Billionaire Brown with RichBefore30.com blessed us with some bracelets that we want to give out, start doing some prizes. I want to get a little competition together, a little trivia going, so maybe I can get something for y'all next week so I can send this stuff out to y'all. So my man Hove with Stick to a Fitness, getting everybody right in shape for the summer. To Marisol Johnson, insurance.com for all of your insurance needs. Renter's Insurance, take it from me. I lost everything in the fire. Didn't have rental insurance when I could have just gave it like $5 a month and got everything back. But at least they saved my dog, Hennessy, still kicking. My man's still living, you know. They tried to get them, but they couldn't. Olive Cocoa Mag, it's a chick joint, but, you know, they nice with it. So if you're a chick, make sure you check it out. If you want something for your chick, make sure you check it out. All right, we're going to get right into it. I don't know where my co-hosts are, you know, but I'm with y'all tonight. I'm going to talk y'all through this Friday because I'm here with y'all all the time. Got a couple things we can talk about. Shout out to my man T. Ross and his New York Knicks. Finally got that W. I can't believe the New York Knicks almost lost. They were up 26 points in the fourth quarter, and they almost blew it. I'd have loved to see them blow it just so I can make fun of my man T. Ross. And the wife's a Boston fan. Not sure how. She's from fucking Kentucky. She's a Boston fan, so I'd have liked to see her team win. But we didn't even see it, though. We're going to watch that Iron Man joint. That movie was long as hell, though. About two hours, but it was good, though. Good action. Got a couple comedy joints. I ain't going to ruin it for y'all. A little cheesy, though. I'm all about empowering women, but at least let them be superheroes. Random women can't just be heroes. Just to be random when you got superheroes there just doesn't make sense. If you're a superhero, save the day. Can't let regular people save the day. But if you see the movie, you understand what I'm saying. A little cheesy, little. Can't say gay no more. Don't want to say that. I want to do right by my gay folks out there. Shout out to all the gay people in the streets. Hope y'all doing all right. But it's a little cheesy, but it was a good movie that I liked. I thought it was funny. Real action-packed. Don Cheadle just doesn't, I don't know. Don Cheadle, man, I don't know, man. His whole character in the movie, I don't know. I couldn't get it, man. I couldn't get it. Little, it just wasn't believable for me. And I love Don Cheadle as a character. I think he's great as like a undercover operative or agent. But as an action hero, I don't know. My man's like 5'1", a buck of 5, yo. I just don't believe in him. But that's just me, though. But, I mean, it's definitely worth seeing. We saw it in 3D. 3D, Jay, was kind of hot, yo. It didn't get on my nerves. You know, sometimes the 3D turns get on your nerves. But I mean, it was, I don't want to say it's worth seeing in 3D. I think if you saw it without the 3D, you wouldn't really miss anything. And it wasn't nothing like coming at you like you was down there in Orlando, Florida, yo, and you thought the joint was hitting you in your face and you was dodging. It wasn't nothing like that. So if you don't feel like spending the extra $3, you don't have to see that joint in 3D. But it was cool. I do want to go back to the movie. I tried to get the wife to sneak into another movie theater, but I actually had to get back so I could talk with y'all tonight. I do want to see that Jurassic Park in 3D. Man, oh, man. That joint's got to be crazy. The Tyrannosaurus Rexes and Velociraptors trying to bite your face off. I should take I should take my little three-year-old nephew to see it. It'd probably scare him shitless, but it'd be comical to me. And that's the other thing, man. People got to get these kids together. So we're in the movie theater, and it just happened to be two kids and a dude next to us, grown adult with two kids. And I give my man props. Looked like he was in there taking care of his kids. You know what I mean? But they were a little young, you know what I'm saying? Like you know, you have the sexual innuendos. It's PG-13. They have a couple cuss words in there. A little sexual love innuendo between Tony Stark and his girl, which is normal. It's PG-13. You know, those kids, if you're 13 and up, you know what I mean? Your dick's probably getting hard. You're probably looking at dudes. You know what I mean? You're starting to wonder about sexual. Hold on. My wife's talking. What'd you say, woman? Yeah. She said that even if they were 10, they would probably understand it. I don't know if that's what you're going for, but I just say, I mean, these kids were probably like, what'd you say, like four, five, six, and then watching, you know what I mean, stuff blowing up and all that other stuff. But they're in the middle of the movie, they just got up and rolled. And I'd be pissed if it was one of my kids, yo. My kid, yo, if I take him to see a movie, yo, if you got to go in the bathroom, though, you just got to go in yourself, yo. You got to be able to man up through it, yo. You can't be getting up in the middle of a movie. You go to the bathroom before, and you sit there for 2.5 hours, and you watch the movie. I take you to the bathroom afterwards, but there is no stopping the movie just so you can go to the bathroom. That will not fly. They're lucky. I have to start driving. I'm going to have to drive to Kentucky with the kids, and it's a 12-hour drive. And I usually fight with my wife around the 4 or 5 hour mark because she has to take a piss. And I keep telling her, hey, it's a 12-hour drive. We have to make it 6. And I try to argue with her, but usually she wins because I can't see my wife pissing on herself because I'll never be able to go down on her the same because I just will always think of urine. And I love my wife too much to ever think of her like that. So she usually makes me stop saying that. The kids have to learn to hold it for at least 4 or 5 hours. They got to. Bladder is mental. It's like climbing the mountains of Buddhism. You think Buddha kids can't hold their fucking piss for 4 hours? Americans are spoiled. Be like the Buddha. It's not bad on your bladder. Look, let me tell you how crazy this medical world is. I'm going off on all different types of topics tonight. Why? Because it's just me, and I'm doing me tonight. Feel free to call in, though, 646-915-8680. But how this lady, we had parenting class, and my wife just said, it's bad for your bladder to hold your piss that long. I don't believe that. This lady just told me at parenting class that to get better at boning your wife, and to be longer, you know, every man wants to be longer. Every man wants to be in there, stands up, minute like a champ, up in it. All that BS Jay-Z talked about. But most men, you know what I mean? I mean, look, me, I don't want to be making love for hours, 2 hours. I don't know if my wife wants me to. I'm not even going to ask her because I don't care. I'll buy her anything with a battery if she wants something that goes 2 hours. I catch a cramp. I'm a big dude, yo. I can't be in there 2 hours. You know how sore you'd be? 2 hours of humping? That's a hell of a workout, yo. I got high blood pressure as it is. I could fall out. If I'm humping for 2 hours, then get 2 hours. If I'm humping straight for an hour, if I'm in there for an hour straight, yeah, I lose too much oxygen. Then I'd be all cramped up. I've cramped up boning before. It ain't cool, yo. it ain't cool. You in some cheeks in that hamstring lockup. Your foot shoots straight up. Your meat's hard. That's you. Man, it gets crazy in there. It's not cool. I don't know why I got on that subject. There was something I tried to bring back around. Who? Oh, yeah. Dang, that's why I love my wife. She's always paying attention to me, even though she claims she doesn't. So, this lady at parenting class said, if you want to go longer, when men pee, you should stop your piss midstream and hold it. It's kind of like how women, I guess, do the same thing when they piss. Oh, Kegel exercises. Kegel. Ain't that like a leaf that you eat in that? Kale, kettle, whatever. So, they want you to hold your urine so you have strength in your sex muscles. I don't know. I mean, I guess. I'm not trying to be a porno champ. It's just not my card, yo. And if she wants a porno champ, feel free to leave. Make sure I get my half. You know, I can't be no porno champ. I do my best, yo. That's what I tell people. Do my best, yo. You pat on the back. Do what I can. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't expect her to be no porno champ. You know, I can say it'd be nice for her to come off a pole, do a split on my balls. Yeah, that'd be good. But I don't expect that of my wife. She has a full-time job. Once she's pregnant, so that would hurt. That would probably hurt me. Not to mention if she missed, she might ruin my life. I might not be porno champ, but I do enjoy the nasty goodness of being married with no plastic in between. Kids, you're only allowed to not use a condom when you're married. But I got married so that I could never use a condom again. So I can't ever go back, which is why I'll be married forever. She has no choice. So... But I couldn't imagine it. So that's my little ramble for that. Make sure y'all go check out Iron Man 3. If y'all seen 42, make sure you call because I wanted to sneak in and go see a movie. It was 10 o'clock. I had to come and talk to y'all tonight. Couldn't leave y'all hanging. Everybody else left y'all hanging. MX left y'all hanging. Mr. Righteous left y'all hanging. We ain't heard from a man Hove in a minute. We ain't heard from a man the Professional in a minute. But I'm here with y'all. Why? Because I love y'all the most. So I tell my wife, I love you the most. Your mother's not around no more. Your daddy's not around no more. I love you most. I want to be your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, all that. Not really, but I forgot how the song goes. So anyway, on to a new topic. I saw on the internet that Kobe Bryant's mom, I need to find this article to bring up. So I'm going to tell y'all the details of it. So So Kobe Bryant, of course, played at Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, right? I mean, Pennsylvania. I'm about to say Pennsylvania is a city. But Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania. Of course, he was amazing, you know. He was all everything. And, you know, it's the last time that he wears 24 in the NBA. The only time he's worn 24 was for 1 year in high school. 1 year in high school. Every year after that, he wore 33. So Kobe Bryant was famous in high school. I mean, he took Brandy to the prom when Brandy was popular as an 18-year-old. I wonder if he ever hit that. I wonder if anybody ever asked Kobe if he hit that night. Because, I mean, Brandy, it's not like Brandy's the most tight-wadded place in the world. You know, she's known for getting it in. I mean, she has a good time. What Andre 3000 said, I don't give a shit about a woman giving it up on the first night. Just lets me know she knows what she wants out of life. So Brandy went down, hopped on a younger man, allegedly. Kobe Bryant was the man. So he kept all of his jerseys in high school, which brings me to a whole nother thing. How did this motherfucker keep his jerseys in high school? I was a beast in high school. Now, I wasn't on Kobe Bryant's level, but I was a beast. How come I didn't get to keep my jerseys? Now, I stole jerseys. Don't get me wrong. I stole my high school jerseys. I still think my ex-girlfriend has one of my jerseys. I want to say she doesn't, but I have a big feeling that she does, and I'm not sure if I could ask her for it. I don't know if I just even want to go down that road for that conversation. I think I just have to chalk that up as a loss forever. But anyway, so this man has his high school jerseys, all his stuff from high school. Kobe's mom asked Kobe if he wanted it. He told her, nah, just keep it. So somebody, who obviously she's boning because Kobe's dad's not around, was at the house and was like, yo, you can make dough off of this. This stuff is worth about $1.2 million. Kobe's Bryant high school jersey, they said the only year that he's ever worn 24, except when he became a Laker, his high school 24 jersey is probably worth $500,000 alone. Who the fuck is paying $500,000 for a high school kid's jersey? It'd be cool to have Kobe's high school jersey, but what are you going to do? You're going to put it on the wall, and every time somebody comes over, you're going to be like, hey, whose jersey is that? You're going to be like, that's Kobe Bryant's when he was high school. You know, the only year he's ever worn 24, those Reese's Pieces gone, baby. So, and they're going to say, oh, wow. And you're going to be like, yeah, it's crazy, right? You're going to be like, yeah. And then they're probably going to ask you, where's the bar at? Because you're probably really not that interesting. You probably got a whole bunch of money because you're probably annoying as a motherfucker and you pay for your friends. But anyway, so Kobe's mom is auctioning off all his stuff. Why? Because she wants a down payment. She wants a $500,000. She got a $500,000 advance from the auction company to put on a house that she wants to buy in Vegas. Let that marinate. Why can't you just say, hey, son, would you mind if you bought me a house in Vegas? This is Kobe Bryant. This is his mom. His dad, his dad's probably not a loser, though, because his dad was a hell of a basketball player for the Sixers and the Lakers, and I guess Italy. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like his mom could at least, I mean, why ain't she just ask for Kobe Bryant's wife's first diamond ring that he bought her that got exchanged because he cheated on her with the white girl that he took the cookies from, so he bought her the ridiculous diamond ring. If she got the first diamond ring, that's a down payment on the house. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm pretty sure you can ask Kobe, hey, Kobe, do you think we could come up with a plan so I can get a little crib in Vegas? I bet you she asked. And he said no, because it's probably the dude who's fucking his mom who wants her to get a house in Vegas. I'm just telling you, that's how these things work. I know you're probably thinking that, God, you crazy. How could you infer that from just an article? Look, a man who loves his mother to death, most boys, if they're raised by their mother, love their mother unconditionally. I mean, to the point where it's worrisome. I used to be like that until I got a wife. I knew I was going to marry my woman when she became more important to me than my mother and sister. And it took a long time for that. And it really took me a long time to even realize that, because my mother's my world, my sister's my world. They get on my goddamn nerves, but I love them to death. So, Kobe Bryant, who was raised by his mother, probably loves his mother's death. Kobe's mom is probably walking around with a bunch of money just because it's Kobe Bryant's mom. She raised him, blah, blah, blah. But a little thing happened on the way. Kobe got rich. Kobe's mom started partying because she didn't have to work no more. And you know what? She got in them streets. And she probably found a 28-year-old named Dexter, like my man Eddie Murphy said, and probably been knocking her off. And Kobe in the back of his mind is saying, he's only with her because of my money. That's the only reason why he's boning my old mother and knocking the dust off her, is because of my money. So, I don't want my mother to get brokenhearted. I'm the only man in her life. It doesn't matter that I have a wife and kids. I'm my mother's rock. The way I get him rid of is, if I stop giving her money, she'll stop giving him money, and he'll finally leave her. But what did he forget? The dude who's boning his mother is smart. He figured out who his mother was, figured out that he can just bone her even though he's not attracted to her. And once he found out he was cutting off the money, and he wasn't going to get no money, he said, hey, look at all this stuff I moved in your house and I see all the Kobe stuff. We can get money off of this. That's a hell of a story, but I bet you it's true. Because that is the only reason why a black male raised by his mother who makes millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. I'm not watching Kobe's pockets. I hope the kid isn't out there just spending money ridiculous. But, I mean, he speaks Italian, so I'm sure he has a 401k. I just don't believe that someone who's bilingual doesn't have a 401k. Kobe wasn't poverty-stricken. You know, he's raised in a good neighborhood. Even though he tried to be a gangster rapper, which I would love to upload and let y'all hear some of this because that's just comical. It reminds me of myself rapping, but I think I did a lot better. But he was he's an educated man, so I know he's got a 401k. Look, if Allen Iverson has a plan that when he turns 50, he gets $50 million. I'm pretty sure when Kobe Bryant gets 50, he's going to have a lot more money than Iverson. So you would think a $500,000 down payment for your mother wouldn't be that big of a deal. Even if you said, look, Mom, why don't we not go for a $500,000 payment because you're not going to be in Vegas forever. Let's get you a little condo. Give me 3 years to put money away. I'll get you a little condo out there. You know what I mean? I don't have to give you $500,000 a day. Because, I mean, honestly, what mother wants to sell her son's sports paraphernalia? That's how he's rich, is because of sports. Or Kobe's wife has said, stop giving your mother money. I hate your mother. And now they're beefing. Because women can't get along for some reason. Women are not generated to like each other. I don't know why. Something I don't understand about God and what he made. Men can get along with men fine. We don't even have to really like each other, but we can be in the same room, not say two words to each other, and be perfectly fine and be cool. Women, it only takes one thing for one woman to say, for another woman to interpret it wrong, and they hate her for life. Because I'll give you a perfect example. Women who get married. I talk about my wife all the time because I love her and because, you know, it's my wife. You know, I study her. And I love everything about her. But let me tell you about my wife. She is smart, beautiful, intellectual, and friendly. When I met her, she had a bunch of friends. I talked to her. Hey, I'm going to the bar. I'll call you tonight. Call you later on. Cool. Have fun. We got married. I don't see any of her friends anymore. I am her best friend. I don't know what happened. Why? Because women are naturally loners. Now, I don't understand why. I have nothing to prove it, but it's just my thought. Women would rather be one with the man they love. I give them that. So they're not loners in the sense that they don't want to be in a relationship, but women want to be married in a happy relationship. And that's all they need. That is all they need. All they need is a man to love, care, respect, and provide for the home, and they're good for life. A man needs a woman to help him do the stuff that he won't do, because I don't even buy deodorant no more. I give my wife on prop. I use her deodorant before I buy myself my own deodorant. I'll wait till that runs out before I finally go to the store. So my wife does things for me that I wouldn't do for myself. It's a little stuff. Men, of course, straight men need women for, you know, that love making. We thrive off that. We love it. But outside of that, men need something else. Men need male bonding, sports competition, that stuff that makes your blood pressure rise, stuff that makes you angry, that makes you happy. We need that, not so much as a talking sense, but that's what we get from other men, get that competition. Women don't need anything. I don't understand it. I don't know if it's just the hormonal difference. I don't know if there's something difference between an X and a Y chromosome that makes women not yearn for, because, I mean, how many women you know with a bunch of friends? Women usually roll in, like, a circle of, like, three. They have their best friend from back home, they have their best friend from college, and they probably have a work friend. And that's it. Dudes, we got friends from elementary school. We might not talk to them all that often, but if we see each other, you act like your best friend. I can call up any one of my homies from middle school and high school, and it'd be like we best friends again. I don't know. I mean, it's just my opinion. So, if you're Kobe Bryant, look, piece it up with your mother and your wife if that's the deal. If you're mad that your mother is boning another dude, you just got to chalk it up. It's just not your life. You can't be the protective son. Your mother's got a, you got a bunch of money. You done gave your mom a bunch of money. Let her get her rocks off. Let a dude knock her off. It's just some things you have to accept. I don't like it. My mother is newly single. Well, I guess she's been single for about, well, she's not single. She's married. But both of my parents are married to each other. But my dad lives with another woman, and my mom does her thing. So I had to accept it. I had to accept that my mother's being knocked off by another dude, and it sucks. But I just told her, don't have nobody. If I walk in her house and a dude is there, can't nobody be rubbing my head talking about, hey, son, because I knock him the fuck out. So that's it for me tonight. That's my rambling, man. It was always good talking to y'all. Love Fridays. Love Fridays. If you out partying, party for the rest of the night. Have a drink for me. Say cheers. If not, then, you know, I'll rap to y'all on Monday. I'm going to take y'all with a little something different. Hopefully you laying next to that special someone. She smell all good. Thinking about, you don't know if you want to kiss her or not. You got the lights low. My voice playing. I'm going to just tell you, yo. Sometimes you just got to pull your dick out, put it in her butt. Peace. Cut off on me. I'm still online. That sucks. I tried to give y'all the whole joint, but it's not. So let me take you out how we really go out. I hope at this point you had turned her over.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up, nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up, nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters that have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. OE sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate sitting on the ass while I'm looking left and right for them niggas with the bag. My mom's dishes really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shit packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them. I could paint it so vivid cause I really lived it. If rap fail, I stack bail and show you how to
I'm
shit.
In the club, bottle in hand, doing my blue step. While I got my gun in my pants, call it the hammer dance. Bitches dancing on a nigga when they feel the gun. I tell them we doing the hammer dance. Two-stepping with my weapon on. You good? I'm just checking, homie.
Needs LA times, I wake up on one. House slippers and coffee, I know the paper go come. I drop shit to make the gangsters go dumb. Keep a bad bitch naked like my waist with no gun.
I'm for real, how are you?
Got street power, from the watchtower to how are you? How would you become me? I don't do what you cowards do. Flip 1,000 pounds and